This is the Perfectly Mentored Podcast with your host, Jason Portnoy.
We are live. Welcome to the Ask Jason Show. That's not hesitation because I forgot the name of the show. It's hesitation because I'm running on fumes right now. Newborn baby at home. Everything's good. Everyone's happy, healthy. But daddy needs some nap time and some sleep time. But aside from that, we're good. How are you, Megan?
I'm good. Yeah, I got plenty of sleep. Don't be jealous.
A little jealous. A little jealous, to be honest with you. Yeah, last night a rough one, but I mean, good things, right? Like, baby, what could be better than that? Newborn baby. My oldest just started kindergarten today, so time's flying. Needed to slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
But ready to roll. Let's jump into it. So before I fall asleep on this show, and I want to be able to, to give to the listeners and to the people. So let's jump in because and not that I'm going to fall asleep, but I'm going to go home and spend some time with our newborn. So let's do the show. Let's have some fun. And
All right. Okay. So our first question is from Brad. What are a couple of examples of specific areas in my e-com business that a coach or mentor can help me in?
Every part of your e-com business. You could find someone who could mentor you or coach you in how to, in fulfillment, in how to get better in fulfillment, in customer service, in finance, in product development. You could find a coach that could help you in how to build out your team. You could find a coach that could help you with experience that can help you with them from the marketing side. A business coach isn't necessarily, I mean, we like now online, we see like business coaches and online coaches and we think like, okay, marketing and whatnot. And it's true. A lot of it comes from that. A lot of business growth comes from that. But like you could find like mentors that have experience in almost every field that you're trying to think of. So, So you got the marketing side down pat in your e-com business, but you're not profitable. You're not making money. You don't understand how the operations should work or anything like that. Well, great. There's someone who's built a successful e-com business before that had that nailed down and is willing to share their wisdom, talk to you. So that's the type of person I would go after, or someone who has business experience around building large teams and whatnot, or have maybe they've invested in e-com businesses before and they have that experience. So it's literally a coach is just a shortcut. It's someone who could take you from where you are right now to where you want to be. And sometimes that's multiple coaches along the way, right? Sometimes it's different areas. Sometimes you have multiple coaches in different areas. You could have a mindset coach. You could have a business growth coach. You could have an investing mentor coach that could teach you those things. So it's really just where are you stuck and where do you need help with? And that's who I'd go after to help you.
Mm-hmm. Can keep you from wasting a lot of time.
And money.
That's for sure. And money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. This one is from Terrence. Can an already established business benefit from business coaching, or is coaching mainly just for startups?
Every successful business person that I've ever talked to has a coach. Mm-hmm. I'm talking people who make millions and millions and millions of dollars. They have a coach, whether it's a mindset coach, a performance coach. To me, it's the equivalent of, hey, do I need a trainer in the gym if I'm just starting off, or like even if I know, or do I need a trainer in the gym even if I've been going to the gym for the last 10 years of my life? Well, yeah, like look, the best athletes in the world have trainers. They have coaches. They have coaches on their team. Then they have coaches who coach them in the work and during workouts. And they have mindset coaches. Then they have Performance coaches. So they have multiple coaches. Lady Gaga, one of the best voices in the world, she has a vocal coach. I mean, like, think about it. Think of what a hard job it is to be Lady Gaga's vocal coach. She's not the better singer than Lady Gaga. She may have techniques and the technical side nailed down, but Lady Gaga is a talent, right? So she's a phenom. She's has a God-given talent that could be raw, that maybe with someone who understands the technical side and the foundational side of how to really develop that and build it out, they may not have that voice, but they could bring it out and they could help bring it out of her the best possible way. Then it's worth the money. Tim Grover, who trained Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, this guy, like, he would like dribble down basketball courts and find dead spots in the court and then go back and tell the players. He would do shooting drills with them. You think he shot better than Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant? No, he just was able to bring it out of them the best way. So, does Michael Jordan need a coach? He was the best basketball player in the world. Kobe Bryant, Kobe had Mamba mentality. He was a different beast than everyone else, but they all had coaches. So
yeah,
no, it's at every level. You know, there's a saying we talked about a couple of episodes ago where, you know, my coach told me that new levels, new devils. At every level you get to, there's a new problem you need to solve. So coaches are for every area. And the more successful you are, the more it becomes a must.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good point. That's true. Athletes, singers, I mean, they all have coaches and they keep them. So, okay.
We only make good points on this episode. Right? On this show, there's only good points. I don't need sleep to make good points. I could answer these questions in my sleep.
I bet that's true. Okay. Our next question is from Melanie. Okay. Are there certain industries or types of businesses that make it easier for entrepreneurs to achieve work-life balance?
Hey, Jason here. I hate to interrupt this episode. You're probably enjoying it so much right now. And thank you for paying attention to it and tuning into this episode. Look, the truth is, I really need a favor from you. We really want to keep getting this in the hands of more and more people. So if you could do me a favor and head on over and leave a 5-star review, leave us a review, leave us some comments, share it with friends, spread the love. It would mean the world to me. As well, continue the conversation with me on Instagram at Jason Portnoy. Follow along there. Look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the episode.
I mean, you could be a stay-at-home mom or dad. It's pretty good work-life balance. No, work-life balance is a myth. Doesn't exist. You get what you prioritize.
Mm-hmm.
And in certain areas or certain times in your life, you may prioritize one thing more than the other, right? Mm-hmm. You may go through things. Right now, I'm in a heavy, heavy family prioritized moment. I love that I do this show with you because you get access. You know how fast I was just about to move on a lot of different things inside the business. Mm-hmm. And now I just have to like slam on the brakes for a second because everything would break if I went forward. Like I was about to hire like two senior positions, build out like 8 different offers and launch. And then we had just like last week had our 4 days ago had a baby boy. Mm-hmm. That kind of like puts like everything now is my priority is to make sure everyone's good. Everyone's taken care of. We get into a routine. The dynamics of the family change going from 2 to 3. Can we get all settled in and then move onwards? So there's no balance. I don't sit there and say, okay, how do I balance making sure my family is okay? And then how do I balance, make sure work just goes full blast? No, it's where does my attention need to be right now? Luckily, mm-hmm. I have an amazing team that could pick up for me when I step away, but I can't go as fast as I wanted to for a second. I now have to just say, all right, let's slow down for a second.
Right.
So there's no industry. It's not like you go into a different industry and things become easier. It's what you prioritize and how you, and what you value. That's what happens for me. I'm building these businesses around, around a core set of values. And for me, that's like family first, everything else second. And like, I mean, you could talk freely about this too, if you want. Like, you work for me, you're a mom. You clearly know that I bring that to everyone. Mm-hmm. That it's not just my family first, but you have a daughter, it's your family first too, right? So you could message me and be like, hey, Savannah's not feeling well, I'm just going to take a, you know, the morning off or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Do I ever, there's no fight back from me.
Mm-hmm.
There's never a push. And it's not because like, oh, you're so great and I want to just be the best boss ever and I want to be the best employer ever. It's, these are company values. Mm-hmm. My values become the company values. Now, yeah, so no, there's no work-life balance. It's we make do. And at some moments, the scale is going to be tipped one way.
Right.
There are moments that I'm going to miss in family because I'm traveling or I have to do a speaking gig or I have to do or I have to launch something or I have to stay at work later than normal. And the scale will tip in the work side.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'll be, you know, a week where I'm like, okay, look, I'm going to be with my family for a week. And the scales tip in the family side. So that's the problem. Everyone's trying to achieve this work-life balance and they're trying to do it. But if you're a business owner, you build the business around the life you want.
Right.
Yeah. Not the other way around.
Yeah. And the priorities kind of change as time goes on, ebbs and flows, I think is that saying. So.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. All right. So now it's my question of the week.
Let's do it.
All right. Who is one of your biggest role models and why?
Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller is my favorite athlete of all time. Basketball player. Grew up watching him. Grew up with pictures of him all over my wall. A lot of like, you know, he wrote a book called I Love Being the Enemy. And I remember the inside of that jacket like fully well. Like I'm scrawny, 6'7", 185 pounds. UCLA didn't recruit me until two other guys turned down scholarship offers. You know, but I'm here now. You may not like me, but you got to respect me. I'm not here to win friends. I'm here to win games. That book is actually somewhere on my shelf.
What team did he play for?
For the Indiana Pacers. There's a okay. Reggie Miller bobblehead up there. Boom.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Here we go. I know I'm not the most talented player in the NBA. I don't have the classic shooting motion. I'm skinny, 6'7", 185 pounds. I mean, UCLA didn't recruit me until three other guys turned down scholarship offers. But I'm here. You may not like me on the court, but you got to respect me. I'm not here to win friends. I'm here to win games. So Reggie was like, you know, a crazy trash talker. And he was probably the most clutch shooter of, you know, in my opinion, all time. Had the three-point record till Steph Curry broke it just recently. So the most three-point shots made. I've had a semi-concussion from watching one of his games. I was almost hit by a car running out of a bar celebrating when he, after one of his game-winning shots. So a lot of life and death moments like that kind of happened from that. A lot of tears. Like I just
– wow.
There was just something about him. He didn't fit what every other player kind of looked like. He had to make it on his own. He had to do a lot of things. I was a scrawny kid growing up playing basketball as well. You know, just something that just kind of – I liked the confidence, the trash talker in him, but he backed it up. Was willing to be the hero or the goat, right? Like mm-hmm. willing to like take the last shot, wanted all the blame or all the glory, okay. wanted it on him. Just a leader and just, I just kind of always loved that. To the, it's funny because my son was born Wednesday night at 11:46 PM. 14 minutes later, he would have been born on Reggie's birthday, which is
oh, cool.
the 24th. And so Reggie and I have been in talks about doing the podcast, which would be probably one of the like iconic. I probably just stopped the podcast after that episode. right. But we've been back and forth. So I actually told him that my son was born. Like I messaged him, happy birthday. My son was born. He wrote back. He said, Virgo babies, Virgos unite. So super, super classy guy. But yeah, so funny to say that we had a deal that if my son was born 14 minutes later on Reggie's birthday, I get the middle name Reggie.
Ah, okay.
So that was the deal. And I've been pushing that. So I wanted Ryan to be Reggie. It wasn't going to happen. I wanted Chloe's middle name to be Reggie. And obviously that wasn't going to happen. Right.
Yeah. Like,
so, and so I was like, boom, this one, wow. Let's just name him Reggie. Uh-huh. And she's like, we're not naming him Reggie. We had a name. Like that's the name. So it's Noah Tyler Portnoy, but 14 minutes later would have been Noah Reggie Portnoy. That was the deal. I don't know if my wife during the epidural was a bit too drugged up when she agreed to it, but she agreed and I lost by 14 minutes. So
wow.
But yeah, Reggie definitely had the biggest impact out of, you know, anyone in my life, like just as a role model, someone I looked up to. Now in business, there's a ton of other people. Obviously, Damon John was my first real business mentor, and he kind of, I owe him so, so, so much. But I could trace, like I could go back in time to the moment I want to go back in time. Like, you know, everyone has that year in life that they're like, I would go back to that moment right now. Mm-hmm. I have that year and I go back to it right now. Reggie Miller plays a critical part of that year of watching him and whatnot. But yeah.
Wow. You're not joking. You are a big fan. You got the bobblehead, the book. You're going to name your son after him. That's a big deal.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And I've been talking about name, like before, like I was 17 years old and I'm like, my son's going to be named Reggie.
Wow. Oh, this is what you need to do. Get a dog. Now's the time. Get a dog.
I find that insulting though, Reggie. But yeah. But that's insulting. Like I'm naming my dog Reggie. Like,
isn't
like,
first, it?
Like my kid, like this was my kid, and pretty confident we are stopping at 3. So sorry, Reggie.
Okay, get the pet. Get the pet.
Pet goldfish.
A goldfish. Perfect.
With a newborn, we're not getting a dog. I'll tell you that. Yeah. Can't handle that. All right, Megan, I'm going back to bed. But thank you so much for coming on and hosting with me. And I will see everyone next week. If you want to learn how we could work together and how we could help grow your business, head on over to jportnoy.com. Every possible way we could work together is on there. You could also email Megan at jportmedia.com. Blow her up. Find out different ways that we could work together. As always, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Thank you for your attention. And if you made it this far, you're clearly somebody who wants to take their business to the next level. You want to get better. And I understand that being an entrepreneur sometimes can feel like a little bit of a lonely journey, which is why being part of a thriving community of like-minded people is just so important. It was super helpful in my own development as well. And as is the ability to instantly get answers to the questions you may have in order to grow and scale your business. It's for that reason why I launched a consulting coaching program called the Market Domination Method. And guess what? If you're listening to this and you hear this, we're open for applications right now for new members to join. So to request an invitation or to book a free diagnostic call, call it a game plan call. I'll literally sit with you and demonstrate the value that we could bring to your business on that call. Let's jump on a call. We'll discuss ways you could possibly grow your business. Head on over to jportnoy.com, jportnoy.com. You'll find all the different ways you could work together. It's going to be the best business decision you'll make. So hope to speak soon. Head on over to jportnoy.com, book that free game plan call, and I look forward to talking to you soon.